head to a high temperature around 80. Overnight rains tomorrow night taper off. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Make plans now to attend the Henderson Auctions 3-day spring public auction. Selling vehicles, a large selection of farm equipment, the Perkins Estate Gun and Antique Tractor Collection, construction equipment, and more. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, March 24th through the 26th. Henderson Auctions, exit 22 off I-12 in Livingston, Louisiana. Check it out at hendersonauctions.com. Auctioneer Jay Henderson, number 1160. To preview, go now to HendersonAuctions.com.
Welcome to a brand new season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball all season with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another show. We're live here at the Hilton Hotel, downtown New Orleans on Poydras Street, right off of Convention Center Boulevard. We got a great show, so let's kick it off. You know, we have the college basketball tournament going on, March Madness, and a great guest who's been on with us many times before to talk about not only the basketball tournament, but LSU basketball and the firing of Will Wade and LSU's loss in the first round of Iowa State from Outkick.com, Glenn Gilbo. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Good, man. How are you?
Good.
So we had a little bit of turmoil before the tournament started. You know, I thought about this, Glenn, even before, even after Will Wade was fired. You know, before the tournament started, how LSU had a pretty good draw, you know, playing Iowa State and then playing Wisconsin, and watching that Iowa State-Wisconsin game, to me, was painful. That was not great, in my opinion, not very good basketball. But anyway, LSU lost, and they're going to need a new coach. So what are you hearing about the LSU head coaching situation?
Yeah, well, to your point, if LSU had been playing like they did earlier, I was in 16 right now, but it's a shame because that's a lot of talent. LSU is still not close to hiring a new coach. They talked to Matt McMahon, the Murray State coach, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think Scott Woodward's probably taking his time.
Yeah, what I'm concerned about is how attractive the LSU job would be if there's going to be impending sanctions or could be, some kind of probation for LSU. I don't know. I'm just guessing. That's a possibility.
Oh.
How
oh,
attractive?
It's a strong possibility.
Would you think that would mean a postseason ban for like a year or two? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, the NCAA has gotten away from postseason. They tend to just punish coach. So, LSU might not get a postseason ban, or if they do, it might be one season or something like that. I think the main thing is going to be Will Wade, going to not coach anywhere for a while. LSU's probably going to have scholarship reduction, which is really as damaging as a postseason ban almost. So that's going to make it a tough job for a coach. Hey, even if they pay them a lot of money. At all the other openings you have in the SEC. Right now, Mississippi State's a better job than LSU because of the sanctions.
And they filled that opening pretty quickly. But who? What are the names? I know you said they're going to take their time, but are there any names out there that are surfacing beyond the Murray State coach?
Andy Kennedy, the UAB coach, he had an interest in LSU. In fact, when he was Ole Miss's coach, he was interested in LSU a couple of times when they had openings. But after that, there's a lot of usual suspects And so many of them seem the same, you know, mid-major coaches going to the NCAA tournament a couple of times, which was what Will Wade was, which is what the new Florida coach is, which is what the new Mississippi State coach is, which is what Matt McMahon is. They all really seem about the same.
Yeah, I'm not sure who I think would fit the best for LSU. Do you have anybody in your mind that you would like LSU to bring in?
You know, I really don't. I just think that this is the one time where Scott Woodward needs to find a coach before he's a good coach or before he's really known. Most of the hires Scott Woodward has made is an established, older, experienced, big-time winning coach. Well, I don't think he's going to get that amid the impending sanctions at LSU. So he's got to do what's harder. He's got to find a guy who not everybody thinks is good yet and take a chance on him. I mean, really, you know, kind of like when LSU hired Nick Saban, that he was not really great yet. He'd had one good season at Michigan State, and they gave him a chance. So there's somebody probably out there in basketball like that. It's Scott Woodward's job to find him, and you know that's harder to do than just find it. Oh, Brian Kelly, Notre Dame, let's get him. You know, he's got to really look and check. You know, I think some of these hires have been too quick, so it's probably good that he's taking his time. If he is.
Yeah, that I think you're right. I think it's going to be somebody we might not know very well, because I think it's going to be harder to attract a big name guy unless you're going to spend a lot of money, I guess. And so I think you're right. You just got to find that guy who's. But I always worry because a guy has one good run in the NCAA tournament, with, like for example, the coach at St. Peter's, who they're talking about with other jobs. But you know, I don't want to jump on somebody like that because they have one good year, right? One good
exactly.
run in the tournament.
Yeah. That's what Florida just did. That's what Florida just did. The San Francisco coach, Golden, he's had one good year. And I tell you, another example of that was Stan Heath when Arkansas hired him years ago. He had one run in the NCAA tournament, and he never really has been successful after that. So you got to be a little careful, you know. And really, you know, nobody knew who John Brady was when LSU hired him out of tiny Stanford in Birmingham, because no one else wanted the job because of the same thing, impending sanctions, but not nearly as serious as these sanctions, I'll tell you that. So, and John Brady ended up being a great hire. You know, I mean, he went to the Sweet 16 in his third year, went to the Final Four in 06, he won some SEC titles, SEC West titles, went to the NCAA tournament quite a bit. So, you know, if there's another John Brady out there, that would be the answer.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's been on the show many times too, and I just thought the opportunity was there for LSU because the draw was not difficult, and now you got Miami against Iowa State. I think Miami's got a great shot to play Kansas to the Final Four here in New Orleans, so we'll see how that goes. But before we let you go, who do you like right now? Like, I'll just tell you, I bet Villanova and UCLA to win the national championship at over 20-1 odds, and they're both left in the Sweet 16. And I think one of them is going to be in the Final Four at least. So, is there anybody you really like, or give me a couple of teams you think beyond the favorites or the chalky teams that you think has a shot to win the whole tournament?
Well, if Arkansas upsets Gonzaga Thursday, and you know, I think that Eric Musselman is a great coach. In fact, I never forget writing when Eric Musselman was actually an LSU assistant coach. Johnny Jones hired him. The day that happened, I wrote that Musselman was much more qualified than Johnny. And we've seen that play out. I think Eric possibly could pull an upset against Gonzaga. And if he does that, he'll go to the Final Four. But I think Gonzaga's going to win that championship.
Yeah, they're there every year. I mean, they're the most consistent team. But so we'll see how it goes. Hey, Glenn, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me. Have a great week.
Okay, thank you.
That was Glenn Gilbo. That's like I said. As we head to break, and we'll be back with Hank Allen, live here from the Hilton Hotel. Great host as always with us. all football season into the March Madness, live here at the Spirits Bar, first floor, right off of Porges and Convention Boulevard. I got Villanova 25-1, UCLA 22-1 to win the national championship. UCLA's got to play North Carolina in the Sweet 16. I'm not worried. I can't believe Baylor lost to North Carolina, but I like that because I think they could bounce off that game. I like UCLA's chance a lot. I think one or two of my teams will be in the Final Four New Orleans in a week or so. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be back with Hank Allen live here at the Hilton Hotel talking college basketball and Pelicans.
Recent auto accident. Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800. Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Brennan's Wine Room, nestled in the depths of a two-story cellar, is a destination all on its own and is a perfect venue for intimate special occasions like birthdays, business dinners, and more. The dimly lit room features a massive 16-foot long table milled from a single cypress found in the Mississippi Bayou. Wine lovers may opt to dine a la carte or indulge in the classic cellar experience with a multi-course tasting menu by James Beard finalist Chef Slade Rushing with personalized wine pairings. Call Brennan's today to book your exclusive private tour in our wine room.
All right, we're back here live at the Hilton Hotel talking college basketball, and then we're going to talk Pelicans as well. Hank Allen with us right now from WGNO-TV. Hank, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mitch, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, and we were just talking about LSU and how the draw was really a good draw for LSU. Iowa State, I know they won yesterday. I thought that was a painful game to watch. Iowa State, Wisconsin, and being a Miami fan, if Miami can't beat Iowa State, then they should give it up, because I thought those were two very mediocre basketball teams. LSU had a chance, I think, to get to the Sweet 16 at least, so I'm a little bit disappointed about that. But What are your thoughts on the LSU situation right now?
Well, you know, I think it was, first off, I think, you know, the whole situation overall is a little bit of an indictment on SEC basketball, right? I mean, you look at Kentucky, you look at Auburn, you look at LSU, we had these teams that we thought would be pretty solid. And, you know, it just obviously hasn't panned out that way. So, you know, I think you have to sort of tip your cap to at least the Big Ten and the Big 12 in some instances and maybe how they've performed so far. But, look, LSU basketball, I mean, you know, you and I have talked about this many times on this show. The past 3 or 4 years, you've had numerous reports in college basketball. You've had the Arizona situation where they didn't fire their coach. And then you've had, you know, LSU. I mean, obviously, Will Wade has been mentioned a number of times in these moments. You know, it's interesting that it happened when it did because, you know, it's like, what's the difference now, even though they got the official letter from the NCAA? It's like, why is that so different than what we knew 3 or 4 years ago, you know? So I think at the end of the day, it's just a different administration now within this LSU system. Certainly the new AD, Woodward, as opposed to a couple of the other guys and the president and, you know, some of the higher-ups. What you just saw for several years at the school was just basically sort of a turning of the head and looking the other way. And just, you know, you hear that phrase, lack of institutional control. And so now I think the new group, the new administration is trying to, you know, come in and try to rectify that problem. And, you know, Will Wade, he's out. And so, again, I just... to me, there's nothing different than what we already knew 2 or 3 years ago. So you can either look at it as saying the new group is trying to clean house a little bit, or you can look at it and say the school as a whole just really didn't care for 2 or 3 years, you know, football and basketball. So where they go from now, you know, this guy does make big-name hires, as we know, baseball, women's basketball. So I expect there to be some sort of big-name hire for LSU. I don't think you're going to look at some, you know, mid-major coach or some assistant or something like that. Just based on how he operates, football, baseball, women's basketball, I'd expect some sort of big-name coach to come into the LSU men.
Yeah, you know, I would just say, you know, a lot of people are critical of LSU, and I know there was a very scathing article about how what LSU should have done a couple of years ago, but there was litigation issues, and I think they handled it okay because they reworked his contract and said if there were formal allegations, they could fire him for cause, which means they didn't have to pay him. So I kind of defend LSU a little bit on that, but on your point, because I had just had Glenn Gilbo on, he thinks that LSU needs to hire a coach like a John Brady type that a lot of people don't know from a smaller school. And I think part of his reasoning is because who's going to want to come here, a big name guy, unless you spend a lot of money, because it might be on probation. I don't know if it's going to be a postseason issue or more just they're going to limit their scholarships or whatever, that it's going to be difficult to get a big name guy to come here because they have impending sanctions against them. So what do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, I can agree with that to a certain extent. You know, certainly you could get a guy that's trying to make a name for himself and that, you know, is willing to take that risk. And, you know, if he comes and he's successful, he pretty much goes anywhere after that. I mean, certainly there are schools out there that have, you know, bridge guys in various situations, like a Bill O'Brien at Penn State after the whole Paterno thing, you know, all that sort of thing. I guess my argument would be, you know, you hired Chip Kelly away from, not Kelly, Brian Kelly away from Notre Dame when the football program is under the same type of scrutiny. You know, I mean, we all know about the different issues in the football program the past 2 or 3 years, the articles that have come out. But you hired him away from Notre Dame, one of the best jobs out there, supposedly. So, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know if that's as big of a factor as a lot of people think it may be.
Yeah, that's I could see him going in either direction. I just lean more towards the smaller mid-major guy because I just don't know how attractive it's going to be because of what's coming up, you know, what the NCAA is going to do.
Right.
You know, I've got my two long shot teams that I bet to win the national championship still alive. I got UCLA at 22-1, Villanova 25-1, both in the Sweet 16. I expect at least one of them to be in the Final Four, and I like both of them. I think they both could win the whole thing. Who do you like besides? I didn't want to go with Gonzaga, the chalky type teams. Is there anybody else you like that's somewhat of a long shot? Do you think can win the national championship?
boy, I mean, as we've seen this year, it is wide open, huh? I think one of those groups could be in North Carolina. You know, when you mention a long shot, obviously an 8 seed, they've already beaten the number one seed in that bracket, Baylor. I mean, you've got some other upsets in that bracket, so I think the road has opened up for them a bit to the Final Four. I think that's a group that's tall and athletic. Long beat Duke at Cameron on Coach K's all day. You have to say, if you can get to Cameron indoor, Coach K's last game in that game, you know, you obviously have the chance to win some games, I think, in the tournament. So I would say North Carolina. Another one I would point to is Michigan. You know, a team with recent Final Four experience, didn't have a lot of hype coming out through the year. One of those teams that, you know, maybe now has sort of gotten to the postseason and reset and said, hey, you know, we can make a run here, because they've done it in recent years. Howard's coaching there. So those would be my two teams to watch. I mean, I still think Gonzaga's probably the best team overall, but as we've seen this year, that doesn't mean anything. We're still waiting on Gonzaga to win that title. So, you know, I would go maybe Michigan and North Carolina in that group that you're talking about.
I hope you're wrong, because I don't like Juwan Howard at all. I thought he should have been fired or at least suspended for the rest of the season. Punching another coach was pitiful. So,
oh, I agree.
Yeah, I'm not for Michigan at all. But, yeah, Gonzaga struggled against Memphis. And now they got to play Arkansas. Although that you brought up a good point. They raved about the SEC, the depth of the SEC. You saw who won the tournament. It wasn't Kentucky. It wasn't Auburn. And it wasn't Arkansas. It was Tennessee. And now look who's left is Arkansas. And Auburn got blown out by Miami last night. So Arkansas is the last standard bearer for the SEC. So what do you think that says about the conference, that they look very good during the regular season and they have one team left in the Sweet 16?
Well, I think it's, you know, for whatever reason, the SEC, other than Kentucky, has just had a hard time making tremendous inroads into the tournament. They had Alabama a couple years ago, or last year, I guess, to make the big run, obviously. But I just don't think you have the consistency right now in SEC basketball year to year that you do in some other conferences. I think the Big Ten is probably more competitive on a year-to-year basis than the SEC. And I think the ACC is probably more competitive top to bottom than the SEC. Now, there are exceptions. Obviously, Gonzaga, they, you know, obviously minimal competition in their conference, and they just run through everybody and then still do well in the tournament the past few years. So that's an exception. I think the SEC, while the games are competitive, I just don't think, and the coaches are great. I mean, look, the conference has gotten great coaches over the past few years. But I still just don't think, for whatever reason, top to bottom, that the level of competition or maybe the preparation is there that you see in these other conferences, you know?
Yeah, I
think it's showing right now.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Hey, we got to roll, but Hank, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All right, sounds good, buddy. Take it easy.
All right, thank you. That was Hank Allen, WGNO-TV. Good talk about college Pelicans. We're going to talk Pelicans too in the second half of the show and some fundraising events as well. We're live here for the Hilton for two more segments. So come on by or just listen to us live on WGSO Radio 990 AM or on the website at WGSO.com. We'll be back for the second half of the show live here from the Hilton Hotel, downtown in the paint, after these messages.
Listen to me, Eric Schein, your host on Maritime Matters on WGSO AM 990 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays at 7 p.m. in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change, because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. the Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuda makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuda at 504-465-5353.
Before you pay that other pest control company, they are, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
We're back here live for the second half of the show, and this is my chance to talk about all these great events coming up. New Orleans Bourbon Festival is this week, neworleansbourbonfestival.com. They got two great events coming up. Well, not only that, they have the Grand Tastings at the CAC, which are going to be on the 25th and the 26th. That's Friday and Saturday night, 8 to 11 p.m. at the Contemporary Arts Center, the CAC, which is on St. Joseph's in Camp. Everybody knows where that is. From 8 to 11, you get to try all these great bourbons. They have food as well, great New Orleans cuisine. And then the Bourbon Brawl, which will precede that on the 23rd, which would be Wednesday night. And that's from 7 to 10 at SoFab, which is a Southern Food and Beverage Museum on Aretha Castle Boulevard, which is right next to downtown. Can't miss that. You're basically going to take Rampart and just it runs right in on the other side of the interstate. And so those are two great events. We got playtimberlane.com, Richie Tomlin, the pro there. You can play golf across the river in Belle Chasse, right off of, Lafayette becomes Belle Chasse High when you make it right on Timberlane Drive. And they got playtimberlane.com. They talk about all the great events, 367-5010. If you want to book reservations, or you can book it online at playtimberlane.com. And they got the Golf Vantage program. All the information's on the website. Great information there as well. I want to give you my predictions, because we do have the Fairgrounds is wrapping up their meet this weekend. Sunday's the last day, but this Saturday precedes that with the Louisiana Derby. And so we're going to give you all that information
as well. So anyway, but before we get to that, we got Mark Rubin, who's the executive director of the Jewish Children Regional Services, and they have the Roots of Sports Gala coming up Sunday on the 27th from the Sheraton Hotel, which is basically on Canal and Common between St. Charles and Camp. And I mean, actually, Camp and Magazine. So I thank Mark for joining us. Mark, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Glad to be with you.
Yeah, so I know it was there a couple of years ago. I know we had to deal with COVID last year, but it was a great event. It's a great cause at the beautiful Sheraton Hotel, which we did a show a few years ago at the Sheraton, which is on Canal and in Common and then between Camp and Magazine. So tell us a little bit about the event you guys have planned this Sunday evening.
Sure. This is the 11th Jewish Roots Gala that we've had. And we change up the theme every year, and this year it's the Jewish Roots in Sport. And we've got some great speakers, including John Cohen, who's the athletic director of Mississippi State University. He's kind of like the Skip Bertman of MSU. We've got Donna Orender, who is a former president of the WNBA and a former player even in her own right. And then we've got some special video messages from Ken Griffey Jr., Kerry Strug, the gold medal Olympias, and as well as Dan Grunfeld, who you might remember his dad, Ernie Grunfeld, who was in the Ernie and Bernie show back at the University of Tennessee in the day, and they both joined back up as teammates of the Knicks. And so Dan's got a great story to tell, and that his dad, Ernie, is the first and only player in the NBA whose family had to escape the Holocaust. And Ernie came over, couldn't speak a word of English, met friends on the playgrounds of New York, went on to play at Tennessee, as I mentioned, and for the Knicks. Dan himself was an All-American at Stanford and then played in the European leagues as well as in Israel for a while. So it's going to be a great event. We're going to have a seated dinner, open bar, great sports memorabilia on silent auctions, some once-in-a-lifetime trip. And, tickets are available at our website, which is www.jcrs.org.
And I was just, you know, you mentioned the Mississippi State Athletic Director. They won the national championship in baseball this past year. We just had Hank Allen, who works in New Orleans now, who was a graduate of Mississippi State. So that's a great tie-in as well. So that's a great story for Mississippi State. Puts them on the map a little more. I think that's the first championship Mississippi State's won in the major sports in their illustrious history. So that's he'll be a great guy to talk to.
Yeah, he's going to be great. And he's got a great story to tell himself, because JCRS started as an orphanage here in New Orleans in 1855 and operated as an orphanage for 90 years. John Cohen's father and uncle were actually raised in that orphanage, if you can believe that. So it's an amazing story that he has of his own family and struggles, and you know what a great upbringing that his dad had as an orphan. The orphanage created Newman School. And so we've got this amazing history here in the city, and we'd love for people to come out and join us.
And so tell us, that's great. Ernie Grunfeld is a very interesting guy, so you got great guests. And the money goes, tell us specifically where the money goes for that you raise for this particular charity in this event.
Sure. So JCRS helps Jewish kids across seven states, including Louisiana and Texas, Oklahoma, across the Mid-South, other than Florida and Georgia, basically. And we help these kids with needs-based scholarships to camp, Jewish summer camp, college aid, and we help kids with special needs. And then we've also expanded, including our special needs, to include disaster relief. And so that includes COVID relief, as well as hurricanes, storms, flooding, tornadoes, etc., that affect our community.
That's a great cause, and I was there a couple of years ago, and it was a great event. Again, it's this Sunday, the 27th, at the Sheraton Hotel, which everybody knows is on Camp, faces Camp Street. So should be a great event for you guys, Mark. And you want to mention anything else? Any musical entertainment? I know you talked about the seated dinner. What else? Anything else you want to mention on the auction?
We've got some great auction items that'll be on silent auction. The Mannings have donated some great memorabilia from Eli, Peyton, and Archie. We've got a suite to the Pelicans Warriors game. We've got golf foursomes. We've got a New York Mets experience that'll get you two club level tickets to Mets Stadium for a game to be determined that includes food and drink, an on-field experience, and two nights stay at a New York hotel.
Well, so, those are great. Yeah, for your sports fanatics, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Exactly. So for more information, you can call our office, which is 504-828-6334. 504-828-6334. Or you can check out our website, which is, again, jcrs.org.
Well, hey, Mark, thanks for calling in. That's great information, and I think you guys are going to have great success. You have great guests, and it's always a great event, a great cause as well. The money goes to such a great cause. So it should be a wonderful event Sunday evening. Thanks for joining me again this afternoon.
I appreciate it, Mitch.
Thank you. That was Mark Rubin. Take care, man. Executive Director of the Jewish Children's Regional Services. Gave you all the great information, the roots of sports. You're going to have great guests. It's March 27th, which is this Sunday evening, 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel on Camp, between Camp and Magazine, and of course, between Canal and Common. So it's right there, right on the footstep of the French Quarter. I want to give you, before we go to break, and we got Gary Smith coming on to wrap up the show, who is with the Advocate. I want to mention the Louisiana Derby's this Saturday at the Fairgrounds, third oldest racetrack in the United States. My picks in that race would be the two horse Zozo's, who's 2-0. It's a horse only run twice. It's Cox and Guru, so you got the trainer jockey combination. Epicenter's going to be the favorite. It's three times the Fairgrounds, two wins, one second, won the Risen Star, which is a prep race with Joel Rosario on that horse. And then my long shot would be the 9-horse, Rattle and Roll. Great name for the city of New Orleans with Ken McPeak. Trainer second off the layoff. Got a bullet workout, so ready to roll. So that would be 269. My picks at the Fairgrounds. I don't know who to pick the win. I just say back Zozo's, Epicenter, and Rattle and Roll. You get a little bit chalky with Zozo's and Epicenter, but Rattle and Roll I think will be a price. The Fairgrounds Oaks, which is the Derby version of the fillies, the female horses, I like Echo Zulu is undefeated, 4-0 Rosario. That's going to be the favorite. Asmussen's horse coming off the Breeders' Cup. You got Gru and Cox again with Turner Luce, who won the Rachel Alexander, which is the prep race for the Fairgrounds Oaks. And then Brett Calhoun, who's been on our show many times before, local guy. His horse coming off the second layoff, Hidden Connection. And then the race for the older horses. Always got to talk about the older horses, the three-year-olds and up. Used to be called the New Orleans Handicap, now it's called the Fairgrounds Classic. Olympiad, who's won, is a hot horse, won two in a row, won the Mine Shaft with the prep race for this race at the Fairgrounds. You got Proxy, which is Michael Stidham's horse, who's only been out of the money first or second once in six tries at the Fairgrounds. And then the horse for the course horse, you always talk about horses that love running a particular track. Dallas Stewart, good buddy of mine. Dallas Stewart's horse, Chess Chief. At the Fairgrounds, has won 5 out of 10. He's got 1 second and 2/3. So he's been in the money 8 out of 10 times at the Fairgrounds. Would be my third choice. That's 256. We got 126 in the Oaks. And then, of course, we're going with 269 in the Louisiana Derby this Saturday afternoon at the Fairgrounds. 100, the third oldest track in the United States. And it's 269, Zozo's, Epicenter, and Rattle and Roll. So that's my picks. We talked about Mark Rubin, the Executive Director of Jewish Children Regional Services. The Roots of Sports comes up Sunday, this Sunday, the 27th, 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel. And also playtimberlay.com with Richie Tomlin. 367-5010 is a golf pro over there. And the Golf Vantage program, if you want to get to these great rates over there and and all these benefits, merchandise discounts, and access to tea times, all that good stuff. And then with Tracy Napolitano with the New Orleans Bourbon Festival.com, which is this week, the Bourbon Brawl, which is Wednesday night, the 23rd, 7 to 10, Southern Food and Beverage Museum, SoFab, which is on Aretha Castle. And then the Grand Tastings are going to be Friday and Saturday night, the 25th and 26th, 8 to 11, Contemporary Arts Center, which is on St. Joseph's, and Camp. We're going to be back with Gary Smith. We're going to talk Pelicans basketball, a little bit of the National Championship Final Four March Madness, and we'll be back with more of the show. We're live here at the Hilton Hotel, and we'll be back all season with the talking here, sports here, college basketball through the Final Four at the Hilton Hotel. We'll be back with more of the show live here, first floor, the Spirits Bar, between Ken Fenton and Boulevard Gorgeous, talking basketball, and we'll be back with Gary Smith right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls.
On Tuesday, immigration analyst and demographer Frosty Wooldridge will join us. We'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Michelle Hurstis and get the latest on social media with Brandon Earlbeck of YourSpot.com.
All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11. On WGSO.
All right, final segment live here from the Hilton Hotels. We wrap up the week here. We got Gary Smith with the Advocate with us right now. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, hey, so let's talk up Pelicans a little bit here. And it looks inevitable to me that we're going to have Pelicans, Lakers, 9 versus 10, 10 versus 9, in a one-game play-in situation, which is, you know, you and I talked about, or we text each other because it was kind of where I was at a UNO baseball game, and we were, I was talking to Roe Brown, and we were like, we forgot how complicated the playoff procedures for the play-on play-in situation, because I thought it should be 7 versus 10 and 8. I mean, then it would be 8 versus 9, and then the higher seed would have to win only once, and the lower seed would have to win twice. I think that would be the fairest, but no, we're going to do it a different way. So 9 versus 10 would be the game, and then the winner has a chance to move on, the losers out. But it looks to me like if the Pelicans actually could potentially host the 9-10 matchup the way they're playing. I mean, they won at Atlanta, which I didn't think was going to happen. And the Lakers lost to Washington, I think, last night.
Good look.
So what do you think about it? I think if it's at L.A., Pelicans have no shot. But if it's here, you never know. So is that what you see? Lakers-Pelicans game, 9-10?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been accused of being a Pelicans believer about anything with this franchise and the people running it. But I like, honestly, the way they're playing right now, I like their chances in this playoff deal, because if the Lakers are in free fall, now obviously in a one-game situation with LeBron James on the court, that's not going to be an easy game, even if it's in New Orleans. But if the Pelicans were to win that game, they almost certainly would be playing the Clippers for the right to make the playoffs, because the Clippers are the 8th seed, and there are a bunch of good teams. We don't know who the Clippers are going to play, but they're all good. Whoever they're playing is a lot better than the Clippers in that other game. So the Clippers would probably lose that, and the Pelicans have played the Clippers 3 times this year and beaten them by double digits all 3 times with an increasing margin in each one. I could easily see the Pelicans beating the Lakers in New Orleans and then going to Los Angeles and beating the Clippers to get in, and the result would be a best of 7 series with Phoenix and the Suns in the first round. That wouldn't probably go too well, but that would be an accomplishment in itself for a team that started 1-14, I believe, this year.
Would it matter though that if that happens that they would not be in the in the lottery? I guess it really wouldn't matter that much, right?
Because probably not.
Because if you get, if your record is such that the Pelicans have, they probably would be in the would have one of the last picks in the lottery anyway. So it wouldn't be only a few spot difference, maybe. So, and it gives them good vibes and a positive, a little optimism for next year. What's going to happen with Zion next year, or we just don't know right now?
We still just don't know. He's back in New Orleans, so there's that. But unless he gets on the court, which I am highly skeptical of happening this year, they'll have an interesting decision to make on what their future is. Because if you could envision a world where Zion was in shape and healthy, team him with C.J. McCollum and Brandon Ingram, and you can go places. C.J. McCollum is having, in his time with Pelicans, is having career highs in all 5 statistical categories. It's a small sample size, but in points, rebounds, assists, steals. I mean, he's been terrific for the Pelicans, and we know what type of player Brandon Ingram is, and they're doing it without him right now because he's missed the last 7 games with a hamstring. I agree with you. I wasn't expecting him to beat the Hawks last night, and they jumped out to like a 20-point lead in the first quarter. For the first time in a long time, there could be some light at the end of the tunnel, but a lot of it depends on the Zion situation and whether he can get healthy and whether they decide he's worth it.
Is he potentially movable next year? I know he's got one more year, then he has a player option the 5th year, but is there a potential that he could be traded? I don't know how many teams would be that interested until they see him on the court.
He was really good last year. That's not a big enough sample size. You know, all it takes is one team, of course. But I if I were a team, I wouldn't want to
risk big assets on that guy at this point. I definitely want him to prove it more than the small sample size he did. And just the history of big men with foot injuries and just big men in general having a hard time staying healthy once they start their careers.
Well, you know, that
would be a concern.
Yeah, the thing is, like, if you could move him right now, he doesn't have a big contract. He might be easier to move. Yeah, as opposed to waiting till next year when if he opts out, which you would, of course. So I don't know. I think this is the time to move him next year if you're going to do it. But we'll see how that goes. I was just looking at the odds to win the NBA championship. We got all the TVs up here at the Hilton. And, like, in the college tournament, I got Villanova and UCLA. I got them both over 20-1. And I just, you know, I didn't want to go chalk with Gonzaga, for example. In the NBA, I mean, I know Phoenix is probably the favorite, but I'm not sold on Phoenix. Is there anybody out there beyond, like, you would say the one or two seeds in each conference that you think you could get 10-20-1 on to win that you feel that is a good investment in your money to win the whole NBA championship?
Yeah, I mean, I'd take a flyer. Memphis is going to be the third seed. They've won more games by 20 or more points than any team in the league this year. Their nights when they're just absolutely awesome with Ja Morant, and honestly, their nights when they've been awesome when Ja Morant didn't even play. I think their record is 8-2 without him this year or something like that. They're not, they're, you know, teams like them almost never win the NBA title with no pedigree and no playoff history going into it, but Phoenix came dang close last year, obviously a little bit different with Chris Paul. lending his veteran leadership there at the point guard. But I would go with Memphis as a team that can legitimately win the NBA title. I don't think they're going to, but if I'm taking a flyer on a bet, I think they're the best bet out there. Because I think they've clearly been one of the three best teams in the NBA this year based on their performance.
Well, I would go with Milwaukee, and if I would be more enthusiastic if they hadn't won last year, but I've watched a couple of shows where they talked about the best teams and they don't mention Milwaukee. I don't get it. Milwaukee's been through the wars and they won last year. To me, the only thing going against them is they won last year, but they're probably going to be go ahead.
Yeah, maybe they could use that as fuel because they were dogged during the playoffs. There were so many people out there saying there was no way Milwaukee was going to win last year, that they were losers. They'd proven that in the previous couple of years. And people were down all the way up until the point when they were down 2-0 to Phoenix, and a lot of people were expecting a sweep in the finals. Nobody thought Milwaukee was going to win last year, so you make a good point there. And maybe they can use that as fuel to not get content with winning the title last year with, you know, that old nobody respects us and nobody thinks we're going to win card.
Well, I look, first of all, Phoenix should have won last year, so I'm concerned about Phoenix. Golden State and Philadelphia have two of the most overrated coaches in NBA history, in my opinion. So they don't think either one of them are going to win. So that's what I'm saying. It's wide open. But we'll see how it goes. Hey, Gary, we got to roll. But it's always a pleasure. Thanks for being always on the show with me, and we'll talk real soon.
Sure. And one last thing, Houston's going to win the NCAA championship, so that's who you should pick that's your flyer in NCAA basketball. I would actually put real money on them to win the whole thing right now.
They got a shot, and Matt Ryan just got traded to the Colts, so that's a breaking news.
Really?
So everybody, we're just getting that. So thanks again. We got a roll. Thanks, Gary.
Sure. Bye.
All right, so that was Matt Ryan just got traded to the Colts. Crazy, huh? Not crazy. I knew Matt Ryan was – the Atlanta was moving on. But interesting that the Colts would do that. They need a quarterback. Anyway, we got to roll. We'll be back next week, same time at noon to 1 o'clock, talking college basketball and the NBA and the Pelicans. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.